today's show. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And today is going to be the last episode for Thursdays for Mantra Radio. As of November 9th, we will be moving, starting a new slot on CITR on Saturdays from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. And so just to cap off this past 2 years of Mantra Radio, since we've been broadcasting on Thursdays, we're going to revisit some of the sounds and songs from the first 4 or 5 months of this broadcast. And also, sort of accidentally, but fitting the mood of Samhain, which is celebrated today. It's going to be in a sort of a mysterious flavor, mix of music. We're going to kick things off with a rendition of the Brahma Samhita. And this is a little mix that was put together. The early shows, there was a lot of custom mixes that were done for those shows, and we're going to be playing a few of those today. This Brahma Samhita mix, some of these the source material is unknown, just because of the way that it was spontaneously thrown together live. But the in terms of the mantra content, or the different verses that are found in that you're going to hear in this. All ending with the Sanskrit Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami, which is referring to Govinda, or acknowledging Govinda as source, as a name for source or the divine, a name meaning one who enlivens the senses. That central place which enlivens everything. So these are prayers that have been offered to Govinda in that way. One of which, Maya Hiyasya Jagat Anda Shatani Sute. That's how the verse begins. It's acknowledging Govinda as source, the absolute substantive principle. The ultimate entity in the form of the support of all existence, whose external potency, sometimes referred to as Maya, embodies the threefold mundane qualities, sometimes known as Sattva, Raja, and Tamagun, or the mode of goodness, the mode of passion or activity, the mode of darkness or ignorance or inertia, and who diffuses the Vedic knowledge regarding the mundane world and everything therein. So that's the translation for one of the verses. There's a lot of information in these texts which are coming from the Brahma Samhita, which is a very old document, part of the Vedic collection, spoken by Brahma, and which goes through describing all of the aspects of the material world and aspects of the soul, or how the soul is interacting with the world and how the soul is connecting with divine source, and what that divine abode or reality looks like. There's a lot of information in these verses, so it's just three of those verses that appear in this piece. So without further ado, here's Brahma Samhita. We're going to weave through the next 45 minutes. I'm not quite sure if I'm going to be stopping to talk again until the end of the show. We might just let it flow. You're listening to Mantra on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham. Yeah. സത്വാവലംബി പരസത്വം വിശുദ്ധ സത്വം ഗോവിന്ദമാദിപുരുഷം തമഹം
of the heart naturally. We respect
and we honor every living being, whoever they may be, and we respect nature
because there's inner fulfillment. To give that fulfillment is the need in life in this world, rather than to take, trying to find it.
Mahatma Gandhi said that the earth can provide everything for everyone. The earth can provide
that everyone's needs, but cannot provide for even a few people's greed. Individually and collectively. And when we understand that need, we begin somewhere. We understand there's something beyond all this physical stuff, and I want to connect to that. And in regard to this book, The Journey Home, that's what happened to me. I was living in a middle-class family. Issues. And there just seemed to be so much hypocrisy on so many levels. Gandhi said, try to be the change you want to see in the world. Try to be the change that you want to see in others. I was beginning to realize I didn't have that much control over what was going on. I was just a little guy. But I did have some control over what I was going to do. And changing the world begins with that. What we could do to ourselves. And little by little, I began to believe that this change that I wanted to find was spiritual. I was looking for, I was seeing, is having opposite effects. Unless we really search for the essence.
Oh, idea that all these transcendental paths or yogas have in common is the notion that the personality or the individuality, the self, is not really a material or a product of the material world. There's the idea that somehow there's two kinds of things that have come into contact. One are the material structures and the energies that we see about us, and the other are the selves, what people would sometimes call in the West is the soul. But the Sanskrit word is Atma, and Atma means self. And have a soul. The Vedic conception is I am a soul, because the word for soul is self, and I have a body. It's a kind of a different idea.
Bhajamana hure Vinandanandana vaye Charanaravindare Bhajamana hure Bhajamana Havaye Charanaravindare Vallabhamanava Janamasa Sange Dullabhamanava Janamasa Sange Tarahari Bhava Sindhure Hara Hare Bhava Hindure Edana Jovanna Putra Paridana Edana Jovanna Putra Paridana Iti ki acha parat iti rei Idana jovanna putra unijana Idana jovanna putra unijana Iti ki accha parati ti re chapara titi re kamala jala dala jivana tala mala kamala jala dala jivana tala mala vihara nitta pada niti ne itata patta vata vadi sanna sita yata patta vata vadi sanna adina janmini jagire adini janmini jagire vifale sevenu vifanna dura janna vifale sevenu kripanadura janna chapala sukalava lajire chapala sukalava lajire Vajyamana hure Vajyamana hure Sinandanandana Havaye charanara Chavana Kirtana Smaranda Vandana Chavana Kirtana Smaranda Vandana Hada Sevana Dasare Vada Sevana Dasare Pujanna Sakhi Janna Atmanai Vedanna Pujanna Sakhi Janna Atmani Vedanna Govinda Dasani Re Govinda Dasamilasani
You're listening to Mantra on CATR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We've been listening to a bunch of different things in the past while. This is in fact the last Thursday broadcast of Mantra Radio. We're going to be moving to Saturdays 5 till 6 p.m. as of November 9th. So we've been going through some of the early stuff that was played about 2 years ago when this show began on Thursdays. We heard first the Brahma Samhita. We heard from a live mix that was done and warped with some words from Radhanath Swami, some recordings from India, just environmental sounds and noises and nature. We heard Govinda Shakti's Within and Without You, and also an old recording of Vishnu Jain Swami chanting the Maha Mantra. Some other random chants in there. Our live recording of myself and Arunanda, or chunks of Arunanda, doing Heinat and Narayan. And also another Arunanda track, Radhe Bolo. And we heard from Yamuna Devi Dasi and Baja Hure Mana, which is a Bengali, I think it's in Bengali. Yeah, it's a Bengali poem written by, I believe, Govinda Das Kaviraj, and just in the process of Krishna Bhakti, or a devotional yoga with Krishna as the center. Some verses that are offered there, acknowledging the rareness of life and our opportunity to transcend, the importance of Sangha, or association of like-minded people, and the temporary nature of the happiness of and misery that we can experience coming into contact with the material consciousness, and the more fulfilling permanent nature of that happiness which comes internally in yoga practice or in spiritual practice. And the last track is going to be last track is going to be in the same theme that we've really been flowing through this mood of Krishna Bhakti throughout the whole of this reflection on the early days of Mantra Radio. Then we're going to hear from the Gopi Gita, which is another Sanskrit text, and that was chanted by, or sung by, the gopis when Krishna, who had in the middle of the night played his flute and called all of the beautiful women of the village where he was residing to him. Krishna as an incarnation of the Supreme. So they heard his flute and they went to him in the middle of the forest and into the full moon, and they all danced together. And then Krishna disappeared from that place, and separation that the gopis felt was really very intense, and they began to sing. And so these verses were the poetry that reflects that mood as they were longing to be back in contact with their beloved. And this is sung by Chandrakanta Devi Dasi, and it was remixed live on air and had some layers added to it and some effects added to it when it was originally broadcast in the early days of Mantra Radio. And it's the one version that we're going to play today. So I hope you enjoyed some of this reflection on the show as it has been. We're going to be starting as I was saying before, on Saturdays on November 9th, we'll be starting every Saturday 5 till 6 p.m., a different time slot. And to some degree, it's going to be an evolution of where the show has been at for the past while into some new kind of territory. But still focusing on aspects of sacred sound, or sound used in a sacred context, or used in as a means of transformation or spiritual growth, moving towards clearer or higher consciousness. Check out the website mantraradio.co. That's going to stay the same, and you can send feedback through the website. Also check out previous shows. More when we restart on Saturday, we will get back into some of the interview segments from Bhakti Fest with various people. Those still have yet to be broadcast. Some of the other festivals we've already broadcast in the past few weeks, so that's still coming on the Saturday show, along with a lot of other new great stuff. And next Thursday there's going to be a new show happening. I believe it's called Twofold, from 4 to 5, so tune in for that, and your host for that will be Sandy. So see you, we'll be back November 9th. On November 2nd, there will actually be, there will be sort of a mantra broadcast. It'll be a bit of a teaser with some tracks, and basically on rotation with some different layers. There will be an hour of music, which will be a bit of a prelude to what's going to be starting officially on November 9th with Mantra Radio. Whatever you're up to tonight and this weekend, have fun, be safe. Happy Samhain, happy Halloween. Till next time, take care of yourselves. Namaste. Yeah.